MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, December 5, 2025. Hundreds attend Ferranti's funeral, and Beverly property taxes are on the rise. Partly cloudy, breezy, upper 20s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 10:44 a.m. and 11:28 p.m. Gil McCarthy reports in the Gloucester Times, when Governor Maura Healey came to Gloucester on Thursday, it was not about the workings of state government. It was to say goodbye to a dear friend and colleague, State Representative Ann Margaret Ferranti, who died Thanksgiving morning. Hundreds of mourners fill St. Anne Church, with most pews reserved for the many dozens of Ferranti's colleagues at the State House, as well as the hundreds of people she worked with to champion the causes of those most in need, whether to help the poor, promote literacy, or provide opportunities for those going out into the world of work. Many referred to Ferranti's kindness and grace, no matter the challenge. She was often called a person of faith with endless dedication to family and community, which she was honored to serve. She championed causes large and small. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, in Beverly, the property tax bill for a median single-family home in the city is expected to increase by an average of $309 next year. The median single-family home, valued at $695,800, will have a total tax bill of $7,521 in 2026, according to Beverly Finance Director Brian Ailes. The rise is based on the City Council's 8-0 vote during its annual tax classification hearing Monday night to adopt a tax classification factor of 1.75, the maximum allowed by state law, which it has done since 2021. The new residential tax rate will be $10.81 per thousand in property valuation and $20.98 per thousand for commercial, industrial, and personal property. More news after this break.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Matt Petra reports the Newburyport City Council has approved some of Mayor Sean Reardon's supplemental budget request during Wednesday's special meeting that also saw them set a tax rate and appoint a new human resources director. Reardon's fully revised supplemental budget request called for $296,025, with the council ultimately approving $168,852. The council then voted to offset a large portion of that supplemental budget with $113,626 from free cash, resulting in an adopted tax rate of $9.26 per $1,000 of assessed value for residential and open space, as well as commercial, industrial, and personal property. And Zach Laird reports on itemlive.com, Swampscott Mall is currently undergoing renovations that will add four new businesses to the location and allow for the area to be revamped in a similar style to Market Street in Linfield. Leasing associate from CenterCorp Retail Properties, which owns the site, Sarah Klayman, explained that aside from the new Sam Walker's American Tavern coming to the mall, which is set to open December 13, there are also three other new businesses that will be constructed on site in the current parking lot. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell in MIAA Super Bowl action from last night, Cohasset tops Amesbury 22-14 in the Division 7 game. It was the first loss of the year for the Redhawks, who were led in rushing by Joe Puglio's 93 yards. Quarterback Justin Doobie threw for 77 yards. Amesbury touchdowns were scored by Connor Sciadone and Justin Doobie. Amesbury is now 1-2 in Super Bowls, including a loss to Uxbridge 2 years ago at Gillette Stadium. St. John's Prep will take on Xaverian tomorrow night at 6:15 in the Division I Super Bowl. The 2025 Prep team began the year with 18 new starters and ended the season scoring a school record of 504 points. St. John's coach Brian St. Pierre will be coaching in his fifth Super Bowl tomorrow. His record is 3-1 at the moment. The Prep lost to Xaverian on Thanksgiving, 21-18. Endicott College men's hockey team blanked Nichols 5-0 last night at the Bork. The Gulls will have a rematch at Nichols tomorrow afternoon. The Endicott women's hockey team, now 6-2-0, is ranked number 6 overall in the latest U.S. College Online Top 15 poll. Celtics beat the Wizards in Washington last night 146-101. Derek White led the way for the Green with 30 points. Celtics host the Lakers tonight at the Garden. And the Bruins beat the Blues last night 5-2. Pavel Zacha got 2 goals for Boston. Bruins will host the Devils on Saturday night. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.